hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The world is waking up, and this is the tipping point.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott McKay here. I'm Patriot Street Fighter, another episode with another badass patriot out there fighting the battle from the most powerful cabal powers that we have to deal with, government agencies and their minions who are programmed like robots to attack anybody that's doing anything positive for humanity. You're looking at Dr. Eric Napute, a very successful businessman in his world and also a very successful healer who came to the battlefield when the COVID nightmare launched on humanity and did everything he could to help mitigate the damage to it. And the thanks of a grateful nation that he received is the government agencies coming after him for helping you. And that's why Patriot Street Fighter exists, as a high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer raining a shitstorm down on these very scumbags that are taking down people like Dr. Eric, costing him millions of dollars to defend himself. Dr. Eric Napute, the badass. How are you, brother? Good to see you, man.
I'm doing great, Scott. It's great to see you. It's great to be with you. I love the men and women of Patriot Street Fighter Nation. You guys are freaking amazing. And, you know, with all the people that I get a chance to talk to, don't tell anybody, but you're one of my favorites to get into, because we can get real, we can get deep. And you and I know what this is about, man. This is about good versus evil. This is about us standing up against tyranny. And that's the reality. And the reason why they're fearful of you, they're fearful of me, and they're fearful of Patriot Street Fighter Nation is because we've got the testicular fortitude to stand up against this. So I'm excited to talk to you today, man.
Well, dude, this is the first time we've had you on, ashamedly so on my behalf. But, you know, as soon as the camera lights up and I see the background, I see the flag, I see that big badass safe right behind you, I know it's got to be well stocked with the right nutritional supplements for the battle.
Yes, sir.
So good to see it, man. You know, by the way, I got to tell you, one of our favorite stops on that tour last year in the summertime, myself, Sasha Lee Dundas, was the one where we came to see you guys. That was obviously it was really hot that day, but every venue we had was hot. That place was freaking cool, man.
Let me tell you, Missouri was so excited to see you and to see Sasha and everybody on the tour. Man, it was just a barn in the middle of Podunk, Missouri, and we brought it, and you guys brought it. It was epic, dude. So thank you for that.
Well, that crowd brought down the freaking house, man. I mean, that was a huge crowd. That was absolutely cool. That was totally cool.
Yeah, right on.
One of those favorite places I had rolling in on my bike that day.
Yep, for sure.
So let's talk about when this bullshit started. I mean, you have done nothing but heal people your whole life and far outside the parameters. I mean, there are many guys in the world that you're in, chiropractic world, et cetera, that massively expand their reach outside of the normal, you know, skeletal manipulation strategies that you have to open up pathways and get self-healing done. You've gone way outside of those particular parameters and extended your reach massively in healing people in many different ways. And one of these are just, look, folks, here's the reality of this COVID nightmare. And here's how nutritional biochemical solutions can actually do the job. And then tell us what happened, how this whole thing unfolded.
Well, Scott, like you said, man, my background, I'm just a son of a pig farmer from the Midwest, man. I'm just here to help people. I get up every day and I work. That's what I do. And I've been on my own since I was 15 years old. No silver spoon in this mouth. I mean, I'm all about working, helping, and serving, doing God's work every day. And like you said, I've got a doctorate in chiropractic, a doctorate in natural medicine, and we're deep in the healthcare space. People have come to us for over 20 years to find the cause of all their issues. And man, when COVID hit, when 2020 hit, And the world just literally shoved their craniums up their rectums and there was no common sense anymore. I said, wait a minute, hold on. What do you mean there's nothing that can be done? There's six other coronaviruses out there we know about. This is the seventh one. There's a 150-year-old homeopathic remedy of high-dose vitamin D, zinc, vitamin C, quercetin, a lot of other things that can be done to help relieve suffering, symptoms, and problems of the world. And not only did we publicly talk about those, I mean, we also offered those services through our practices and gave out millions of dollars of vitamins for free. Scott, I gave away 2 million bottles of vitamin D and zinc for free to people across this country because our government wasn't stepping up. Oh. And dude, when COVID hit, I felt like it was our Super Bowl. So I reached out to as many doctors as I knew and said, hey, let's get together and let's go and share the truth with the world. And man, we helped save the lives of hundreds of thousands of people. But like you said, the government came after me in a way that most of your listeners just aren't going to believe. I mean, Scott, they came after me for a law called the COVID Consumer Protection Act. In fact, I'm the first guy that they ever came after for this brand new, no precedent law, which if you remember in December of 2020, Trump signed this omnibus bill so that we could, you know, get paycheck money and COVID money going and keep the economy from completely shutting down. And it was a 3,000-page bill that nobody knew what was in this thing. And there was literally about 12 sentences in it that's called the COVID Consumer Protection Act. And Scott, it really simply says anybody who profits by using fear or false advertising during COVID, kind of like Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, all those people that told you if you get this shot, it's going to stop the spread of this virus, stop transmission, it's safe and effective. They said that the federal government is going to come down upon you. Well, I agree. I think that's a great law. They came down upon me for telling people to take vitamin D, zinc, and lifestyle changes. And I was the first one, Scott. And listen to this. This is a number. I want all your listeners to get their calculator out and just listen to this number for a minute. So they said that I violated the COVID Consumer Protection Act, and it's a $40,000 penalty every time you violate this. Well, they said I violated it 12,555,000 times, my friend. They're suing me for $500 billion, literally $500 billion for telling people to take vitamins. What do you think about that? It's insane.
All I can say is Jesus H. Christ, the insanity is out of control. These MFers, and that's why people hear me rain so much hellfire down on these bastards in the government. I said this, you know, Russell J. Gold has taught me that the governments of the world are at war with their own people. They always have been. He's had 83 ambassadors around the world sit down with him after he captured the Title IV flag in 99, saving us from being reverted back to the role of the British crown in that time. And of course, because that had to, you know, be registered at the UN, you know, patented at the DOD, all that kind of stuff, they had to vote on it. 200 nations voted on that flag, etc. And so he had clout to blackmail some of these people, to basically undo all their illegal corporate documents and rewrite them in a quantum grammar language so they could actually be validated and mean the same thing 10,000 years from now that they do today. That's what he did. Most people in the world don't know that. But one of the things that are most striking about what he taught me was when he had met with these ambassadors to rewrite their constitutions for their governments, etc., all 83 of them admitted that their governments are at war with their own people. And it's like, how much more of this bullshit are we going to take from these government people? See, folks think that government is this untouchable entity. I'm in a mood today, so this is kind of how I'm going to talk. These are just a bunch of shitheads inside of an agency. That's it. This is the clown that grew up beside you that nobody liked because he was a punk kid that used to walk down the street just upsetting trash cans on trash day for no reason at all or kicking somebody's cat 15 feet in the air like a punt in football. These are the kind of people that are stacked in these agencies. It's not this overpowering entity. They're people. They're scumbags. And so somebody sits behind a desk and says, I'm going to go after you. And we just, that's why you're on here today, because I want a shitstorm to be raining on these, on the idea that these people in government think they have the power to oppress people like you that are helping the world. What are they doing? Nothing. Destruction.
It's total destruction. Scott, listen to this. After, by the way, after 2 years now, because I stood up and said, hey, I'm going to fight you. I did nothing wrong. My parents raised me that you have the ability and the responsibility to stand up for yourself and others. When God gives you the ability and authority to do it, you do it. That's what you do. So I'm standing. And Scott, we've been fighting so hard against these, like you said, MFers for the past 2 years. They are scared to death. They have offered multiple settlements. They want nothing. They want nothing more than for me to shut up, sit down, take my little hush money, sign the little gag order, and go quietly into the night so that they can get their victory. Listen to this. After we showed them 180 plus papers that proves what I said was right on vitamin D, show them another 80 that shows what I'm right on zinc, show them a bunch of other data that they had no idea about. The federal government didn't even know, Scott, that the DOD recommends vitamin D, zinc, and COVID in their COVID manuals. They didn't know that hospitals across the globe were using this as protocols. After all this data came out and we shoved it in their face that these vaccines, these supposed vaccines, weren't even tested for transmissibility protection, we said, hey, when are you guys going to lose the enthusiasm for coming after Dr. Napudi? And here's what our federal government said, Scott, and I want everybody to think about this. They said, well, we drew our sword against Dr. Napudi as the first doctor to go after during the COVID Consumer Protection Act, and we are not going to put our sword away until there's blood on this thing. Scott, this is 100% political, has nothing to do with science, nothing to do with truth. There's four or five people in the FTC that have it out for me. And just like you said, those individuals that were kicking trash cans and punting cats, those are the ones that we got to push back on. And I got them. I got them against the ropes. I'm like a prize fighter. We're in the eighth round. Both my eyes are bloodied. I've been knocked down a lot. I need help from my corner to bring this thing home, brother, because we got this and we, the people, deserve a huge win. And we're primed to have it with this case. The only way they can beat me, their only tactic, and you know what it is, they just try to bleed you dry. I was supposed to have my trial starting next week. I pushed back on these guys and they delayed my trial another 4 months. And Scott, all that means it's going to cost me another $3 million just to make it to the finish line. It's disgusting what they've done.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put this out here ahead of time right now, folks. And you obviously have to have a donation page to raise funds, legal funds for that. I'm going to donate to it as soon as we're done hanging up. And here's what I found out in the past. I don't ask for donations for Patriot Street Fighter. I've got a link up on my website, but hardly anybody ever does donate to it because I don't ever point it out. My people put it up there. Sometimes people ask. There's been times in the past when Patriot Street Fighter came on really hard in the beginning. People were donating like crazy. And then when I'd have some type of initiative, like somebody come on like you, I'd be like, folks, we need to support my donations. What people bring in, it was substantial at that time. Would crater to nothing because all the donations were going, you know, to another direction. I learned a lesson on that today. If that were happening today and it would crater because I said, hey, let's support Dr. Napudi. I'm saying let's support Dr. Napudi. So we're gonna talk about this at the end of the show, folks, but I'm donating. This is how we find a way to beat these bastards, but there's got to be a way we can somehow start countersuing these bastards in government, these shit bags, these leaking shit bags that walk around in society, sucking off the government dole, our taxpayer money, and then taking their authority and using it against people like you. Just like they said, we're not going to put the sword down until we got blood on the street. We have to start thinking this way. We have to start pushing back on these bastards in government that do this kind. They walk away and they get away with this stuff. At the point where we get to it, we're going to have their names when this case is done. And you bring them to me, buddy, and I'm going to keep hammering away in this country. Here are the names of these pieces of shit that are doing things to try to keep you from surviving these type of tragedies, who are destroying other people. Here's their names. That way, the people that do know their names in their neighborhoods, like, oh, that guy, what a piece of shit. I thought he's a good guy neighbor. No, he's not. He's a piece of shit. And when they have to live in a neighborhood like that, when they get to live in a neighborhood where everybody despises them, believe me, their life is not good. It gets worse. And so anyways, that's what we're going to do. But let's catch up on that at the end of this, because I want my audience to help support that legal fund to take these scumbags on. So see, I was going to be calm today. I'm finally home and I'm just going to be chill and in peace. And then you come rolling in here this artillery. I'm like, here I go again. Shit,
well,
man.
Well, we got them though, Scott. Like, that's the thing. Like, I want you to understand, because of what they've done, like just what they've done horribly to us during this case. First of all, they sit out hit pieces in the Associated Press that were lies about what we said. They took 2,600 hours of audio and video that we did, took 6 hours in a mashup and said, hey, Dr. Napudi is claiming that if you take vitamins, he says you don't need a vaccine. Well, I never said that. I said you don't need a vaccine, period. Don't try to throw out there that I said because of vitamins. So we've got claims against the Associated Press and local press and national press. They also, Scott, went after our state medical boards. They went to my board and they had them come after me 5 times. I defended myself successfully. So now we've got standing against the boards. And you know these boards are coming after doctors like crazy. Mm-hmm. We also got, listen to this, they shut down 6 banks that I was banking with all my businesses, froze our accounts, shut us down, told us that they made a business decision because of our investigation by the federal government, which, by the way, is a civil penalty, not a criminal penalty. So I've got claims against these banks now. Good. And I've also got claims against the insurance companies. As a healthcare provider, we utilize insurance in our office. Every single insurance company, including Medicare, audited us once, if not twice, over the last 18 months. And in 20 years of practice, I've never been audited one time, Scott. And it was all because of what the federal government did. So we kicked their ass in March. And then I can go back after all of them and all of these individuals that falsely went after us. We're going to get them. We're going to get them hard.
Well, we'll do it. Eric, whatever we can do here for you on to keep this fight ongoing with you in your corner, you have me in. You just let me know what you need here for my audience. Most people know that the Patriot Street Fighter Nation is a massive action force. They get shit done. They're passionate. They're war fighters. And I know they'll back your play as well. Do you mind naming these 6 banks, who these banks are?
If you go to our site, I've got a list of them up there, but I'll tell you that Chase Bank, I'll tell you that Reliance Bank, I'll tell you that it was also U.S. Bank, Bank of America, Heartland Bank. I mean, the main players that have shut down other people that are in this movement, you know, guys like Mike Lindell, General Mike Flynn, all those guys, same banks that went after them. But Scott, you want to know something else that they did? These pieces of crap shut down my wife's bank accounts for her businesses because she has the same last name. I mean, this is just ridiculous. These chicken, you know what, won't stand toe to toe with me in the ring and fight like a real man. All they're doing is trying to paperwork us to death. I mean, I just got a letter from or a message from our attorney saying that, hey, we got another 2,600 hours of audio and video we have to go through. And all that means is it's $500,000 for me to pay them to do that. I mean, it's ridiculous. After 2 years, and I've spent $3.5 million out of my pocket fighting this already, we just finally got in front of a judge just last week. I mean, think about how jacked up that is for a system. And these guys that are pulling the strings at the FTC and DOJ, they don't care. They got nothing to lose. They got no skin in the game. They know that they don't want me to go to trial. In fact, when we had, let's just say, discussions with, people that help negotiate settlements, if you will, I can't say too much more about it because it's an active case. They literally told us that they told the government they don't have a case against Napudi. First of all, he's right with what he said. Second of all, there's no way in hell you're going to win against Eric Napudi in the great state of Missouri against it with a jury of his peers. I don't know if you all know this, but here in Missouri, we don't take too kindly to you messing with our own people. And we certainly don't take too kindly to a tyrannical government telling us what to do. So the bottom line is this, we're going to have a victory, and the blood that's going to be on the federal government sword is going to be their own. And we're going to go ahead and take the head of that snake, and I'll bring it right back here, and I'll show Patriot Street Fighter Nation what happens when you mess around with the right Americans that are willing to stand for what's right, Scott.
Well, I'm not able to stay tempered in my language. A lot of my Christian brethren and sisters get upset the way I speak, but these fucking scumbags in government have to be met with the force of we the people. And we need precedent like this. And, you know, here's why I hate and despise politicians. My dream in life is to be one of them, to be a United States Senator. Many years I worked toward, you know, getting to that place, walked away. Why? Because there should be laws where these people in these agencies can be held liable for abuse of their own agency power. You know, it's just kind of like the vaccine industry. One of the things that Reagan did that I massively disagree with, you know, there's no penalties on these vaccine companies. If they cause any injury of any sort, that they're firewalled from any prosecution. This is what all the problems in this country and the world, quite frankly, all of the problems in society on every single level come from one place. The politicians, the scumbag class, the vermin of this earth. You say, well, this is a good person. Let me tell you something. This person in DC or whatever committee they say, or whatever, if they're a good person and they can clearly see what the government's doing, they would be talking like Patriot Street Fighter inside those halls. And if they can't get a voice, they come out to town halls and they just rain a shitstorm down on town halls constantly, pointing out these people in DC by name, who they are, tell the minutia, the behind the scenes. I had lunch with this person, out everybody that's attacking society, but none of them do, Eric. That's why I get so pissed. None of these scumbags who are on our salary, our payroll, ever do these things on your behalf and name the name and say, folks, this is what they're doing. That's why I love Donald Trump. He got in there. He was a bull in a china shop, pulled the curtain open, pointed out every scumbag, Republican, Democrat, independents, criminals, pointed them all out.
Yep.
And that's what we need to do.
What we need to do. You know, Scott, whenever this first happened, you know, I've been in the political arena in Missouri for quite a while. We've helped a lot of our U.S. senators and state senators and elected officials get elected. Our attorney general, who, by the way, we had a huge rally event in Missouri about a year and a half ago, and he was completely on the fence about, you know, talking about masking and talking about lockdowns and all those kind of things. When he came to that event, Scott, a switch flew in him. And he said, no more of this crap. I had no idea that this was going on. I had no idea that people were behind this much. And he just got elected in the great state of Missouri as our next U.S. senator. So guess what? We got some friendlies now going into D.C. that know that this is a bunch of BS. And we're not going to take this stuff anymore. But Scott, I'm going to say something. And I know that you can resonate with this. One of the things that ticks me off the most about this movement over the last 2+ years, a lot of people have given a lot of time, energy, effort, and money. I've never asked for a dime from anybody in my life, ever. It's so hard for me now to come out and say, I need help, but I need help. I'm fighting against trillions of dollars with millions of dollars. And I've been on my own since I was a kid. They've literally ran me out of all my ammunition for the most part. But the reality of it is this, is that we, the people, need a victory. And so many people have donated to causes that, let's just say, they didn't do what they should have done and they didn't use the money appropriately. And I'm going to tell you, we are going at the head of the snake. You have my word. I will stand until there's nothing left to stand for, until there's no more air in my lungs. I will be damned if I'm not going to spend the rest of my life fighting back against these dipwads for what they've done to me. And I can promise you that I'm standing in the gap. One of the things that we found, Scott, was that the FDA is working behind the scenes with legislators to try to get the Food and Drug Administration to be able to regulate your supplements, to be able to regulate everything that goes in your body. And guess what's on the top of that list? Vitamin D, zinc, NAD, and a lot of other things we were talking about. So there are billion-dollar corporations, big pharma behind this, pulling the strings of the puppets, having them go after people like you, me, and all these other great Americans that are out there.
Yeah, that's the scare. I mean, not even discouraging. It's been known information to me since the 90s at the FTC. And that's why they always put on these vitamin bottles. They force them. It has not been approved or reviewed by the FDA, right? And then you'll have people that have a vitamin, you show it to them, supplement, and they're like, yeah, but that's not approved by the FDA. You try to explain to them. That's the point. You don't want them approved by the FDA. The FDA is a crime syndicate. It's a wholly owned subsidiary of Big Pharma because they're the ones that have to dictate or mandate who can talk anything about any type of nutrition product because they want everybody buying their drugs, their poisons, their chemicals to fix something that God already fixed in nature. So that's not surprising one bit.
Yeah.
But I can tell you this. You have organizations like Wounded Warriors. What did we find out about them? they were bringing in like $1 billion. I'm just throwing that number out in donations. And what did we find out? Less than 10% actually went to soldiers. 90% were going to admin, salaries, freaking private jet rides, parties, condos, all kinds of shit. I told my dad about it when the general was still alive. I said, don't give these bastards, dad, one more penny of your money. And Bill Arati brought it out on Fox News. This is what people donate their money to. Look, if you're donating your money to anything, and they're actually having vacation accounts and shit where they send their executive folks. I mean, look at it. It's like these mega mansion churches. You need a private jet, Lamborghini, Joel Osteen. Look how he lives down there. Wouldn't let anybody come into his church during a terrible time, flooding. What do you need to know about these people? This money goes toward building lifestyle. All these people that raise money, they go out and buy a house with it, cars, go live high on the hog. That's where the real, that these are the despicable people. They are. So stop giving your money to folks to these organizations that do nothing. I mean, look, American Cancer Society, cut me a break. These people aren't trying to find a way to solve cancer because they know that it's simple. You shut off what causes cancer. No drug, no research. It's a slush fund. American Cancer Society donations, a slush fund. You can't cure cancer with a neurotoxin, with a something that's created in a laboratory while they're wearing hazmat suits, right? It's insane that people have their brainwashed. I'm telling you this, folks, because there are worthy causes to donate to. And of course, we're now in the battle of our lives. What we need to do with you and for you is to have you fight for us and giving you money to keep fighting. Because, Eric, once you win this case, and you're also counter suing for all these costs and all this stuff, all we need is one big victory. Guess what? Precedent is set. And these bastards in government now know we don't want to do that again because we get our asses kicked in the public eye. The tide turns against them.
Scott, you're 100% right, man. And you know me, man, I'm standing to fight. Listen, I just sold off a couple vehicles. I sold one of my businesses to pay for this. I sold off some land that I've got. I mean, I'm fighting with everything I've got. These guys have come after me and they've knocked out 75% of my income on the back end to try to flank me. And I'm telling you, I'm just a good old hillbilly from central Missouri. If you give me $3,000, some duct tape and baling wire, I'll be right back. Hold my beer. We'll go kick their butt and I'll show you how we do this. I am so committed with a chip on my shoulder because I'll be damned if my children are going to live in a world where there's tyranny that rules the day and where we don't have the freedom to speak about what we believe in. And I'll be darn shamed if we're going to live in a world where doctors cannot say the truth to help people live a happy, healthy life. God, how many people's lives were ruined because they censored doctors like myself and other people that you've had on here that were really trying to do the right thing? And by the way, now what are they saying? What are they saying? They're saying, oh, we would just like to have some amnesty. We didn't know. We want amnesty. Yeah. That's not going to fly in my world, my friend, because we did know. And the supposed experts had their craniums up their rectums, and we're here to pull them out and show them what really is wrong. And we got to go all the way to the top with this, Scott. We got to flush it all the way down the toilet. And you're right. We're going to have precedent because we're the first case. No one has ever had a case like this. In fact, other doctors and other businesses that the Federal Trade Commission went after for the COVID Consumer Protection Act, they all settled. And they all settled for a couple $100,000. I'm not settling. And they're coming after me for $500 billion, Scott. That's not even fathomable. It's like Monopoly, buddy. But you know what I say? Bring it on. Let's roll.
I'm just, my head's ready to open up like a volcano, dude. I'm trying to contain myself. I'm so pissed off right now. Well, I can tell you, we're not going to stop pounding away on these government agencies and these bastards that work in these agencies. I just wish there comes a time, Eric, we can turn the tables on them. And somehow, I know you're not supposed to, eye for an eye is not always New Testament thinking, but I still espouse to that. You bring the energy frequency of that, it needs to come back on your doorstep. These people that are doing this in these government agencies with, wanton willfulness on Americans and trying to destroying their lives. People like you are fighting, but we need to find a way to have this wash up on their doorstep, put them through the same bullshit. I'm so sick of the corrupt overreach and the abuse of power by these bastards that get elected or appointed inside these agencies and get doing whatever they want. That's why I'm hammering away all the time to get we the people to start pushing back on this federal government is unconstitutional. It's extra constitutional. The federal government itself needs to have its balls cut off because this is not what Washington and company wanted. They knew if this federal, how can we have all these independent states and say, yeah, there's a bunch of clowns in DC on foreign territory. We send them there and they're basically just going to run us and rule us like a monarchy, which is what they're doing. How do we not wake up out of this dream spell and see what the federal government, the crime syndicate, is doing to we the people? Eric, where are the governors? Where are the governors? Why aren't they stepping in to protect their people? Where are they? Where are they?
Question. That's a great question.
Where are they?
So, you know what? It's all about we the people. We can't rely on our government. We can't rely on our elected or selected officials. Look, you're right. You already said it. We need one big victory to literally open up the floodgates, and we're going to run through that door as quick as possible, and we're just going to keep knocking them down again and again. I mean, what they're doing, to me, there's three heads of the snake. You got big media is a big head of the snake that's got to come down. You got the banking industry that's got to come down. You got big pharma and big medicine. It's a three-headed snake. And I got a sword and I got a slingshot, and we're pretty damn close to giving a fatal blow to one of them.
Tell you what, after listening to you name some banks today that did this to you and others, and one of those banks are mine, I'm going to start looking to move my money out of this bank. And I've given them considerable, you know, inflows over the last 2 years, and I'm going to bring an end to that. If that's the way they're going to treat my friends, luckily put me on the chopping block at some point. I'm not going to wait. Going to go find banks that are actually serving we the people and they're not part of their big massive influence machine against us. So, brother, it's a great to have you here on the show. Appreciate you jumping in for a short take on this. I wanted the people to hear about what they've done to you. I wasn't aware. We met backstage in Reawaken America, and then I learned a little bit of this. I'm so out of touch with so many things because I've been on the road so much for 18 months, and it's just like, Holy Mary, Mother of God.
I've just been carrying the load and fighting, brother. I'm like you. I'm a head down, let's roll kind of guy. And I've never asked for help, never wanted help. I was so blessed to find out that some of our people put a website together for me. It's fightwitheric.com and all the information's there. And I'm humbled by the support from all of we the people, because they know that there are lots of good people that are in this movement. But there's some of us, Scott, some of us that are willing to carry the load and are willing to do and not just say. And I know you're in that group. I'm in that group, and it's a small group, but that little bitty group is all we need, Scott, to make a huge difference, man.
Well, I'll say to folks that, you know, don't donate to people like me and other channels that I know the podcasters will be pissed, but send some donations to Eric Dr. Napute. I mean, don't send me any money. I had two people walk up to me at the Clay Clark event. One beautiful lady hands me $100 bill. I didn't want to take it. No, you take it. I want to do my part fighting war. Somebody else hands me $20. I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, saying no to them is a terrible insult, but it amazes me that these people just, you know, they're just so willing to say, here, we love what you're doing for us. We want to help. It's amazing. And so those of you who think that way, I don't not accept donations. I never bring it up. I don't want them. I fund my operation out of my own pocket. I'm telling you, if you thought about donating to Patriot Street Fighter, donate to Dr. Napute. We need to put money where it's not enriching people's lifestyles. We need to put it where we have war weapons on the battlefield fighting the enemy. Doc, what do you have a site that we can refer to here?
Yeah, if people just go to our website, it's fightwitheric.com. That's fightwitheric.com. You can go there. You can see some of the interviews we've done about this. There's a donate and a prayer request form. I need prayers more than anything, man. I want people to feel like they're a big part of this. And so many people, Scott, just like you, came up and I was getting kissed on the cheek by little beautiful old ladies giving me $1, $2, $3. I said, listen, I don't want this. But they all said, Eric, you need this. And so if they go to fightwitheric.com, Scott. They can learn more about it. If it's in their heart to donate, I would love and appreciate it. And I can promise you, every single penny is going to go to cut the head off of this snake.
I totally believe that. I vouch for you 1,000%. Few people are willing to have the balls to do it. You could have tapped out. You could have had a settlement tapped out, get on with your life, kept the revenue stream, you know, cranking and serving yourself. That's really what it is. It's this world we're here to do. You know, we're here to do two things outside of all the bullshit in the matrix, acquire wealth and all that bullshit, public stature. There's two reasons we have this time on this planet that we're given. Love others, serve others. That's it. Love others, serve others. People are doing one of two things, serving others or serving self. Yeah. Serving others or serving self. You could have served self and paid these bastards a little bit of money to get them off your back to continue on with the great life you built. And you didn't. You said, I'm going to serve others. I'm going to take the battle and, you know, financially get your ass kicked. So we'll help. We'll help in any way we can. So folks, all spelled out. I'll put it, you'll see it here, obviously, in the description box here. Just look down there. You'll see the hyperlink. You just click it on. It'll go right to that page. And do what you can. On behalf of me, folks, I'm asking you this grace on me and Patriot Street Fighter. Do whatever you can to support Dr. Eric in the fight against these bastards. Brother, sorry for my church language. It was out of control.
All good. Today. Yes. Nowhere in my Bible does it say you can't say those words, just so you know. So we're all good, my friend. We're all good. My Jesus is a big, strong, carrying a whip, flipping over change tables in the synagogue. So I got no problem with that. I got the spirit of a warrior just like you. So let's roll.
I heard in my own head, I knew Christ was talking about me one day. He said, Scott McKay is a forking badass. He's going after
the Lord. Amen, brother.
Much love to you, buddy. You'll get support from me and my people. I can assure you that. And stay in touch with me. I want to know how this continues to roll out. So we can.
Thank you so much, my friend. Have a blessed day. Keep up the great, great work. Thanks,
buddy. Much love to you. Patriot Street Fighter out. Hey, Patriot Street Fighter, Scott McKay here, coming to you on a Saturday, Dallas, Texas. It's the 3rd September. Nice, bright, sunny day. Not getting as much rain as I was hoping we would get. But anyways, thought I'd put out a quick message on the status of our operations, economic warfare. Some of you have heard about Operation Tomahawk and the significant inroads we are making in creating movement where we, the people, can join it without having to basically leave our home, where we can take the fight to our enemy. And what exactly is that fight? Who's the enemy? I come from the wellness industry. And I remember back in 25 years in the wellness industry, formed a company back in around 2008 with a number of investing partners, a wellness-based multimedia company. And I had some very high-level investors in terms of education, multiple PhDs, MDs, et cetera. Were partners of mine. I started to learn a lot about things that I didn't even know in the wellness side of the world, specifically food production. And of course, I've talked about the disease rate skyrocketing in this country over the last 30, 40 years. And I've zeroed in on only one aspect of it, and that was corporate food production, massive corporations buying up all the farms, producing non-nutrient dense foods because they don't do things that are healthy for the soil, make sure nutrients transition from the soil into produce and into our bodies and keeps our immune system functioning. Well, there came to my attention another aspect of how they've gotten to this point where diseases run rampant in the United States, all across America, sickness, disease. And that is from the corporate conglomerate, the global corporate conglomerate that sells us home consumable products. Like who? Like Procter & Gamble, Johnson & Johnson, Unilever, Kraft, Nestle, Coca-Cola, PepsiCo. You think, well, what does Pepsi have to do with their Coca-Cola? What you learn is there's 11 corporations that bought up about 225 to 250 of all the brand name products you and I know about, what we grew up with over the last many decades, all these brand name companies used to be independent. They've all been bought up by these 11 corporations. And these 11 corporations are controlled by BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, the three enemy targets of we the people, backed by their World Economic Forum. When I saw this and what was presented to me, along with a company in America, a 37-year-old, multi-billion-dollar-a-year factory consumer direct operation, Patriot company that manufactures all the things that are in my kitchen sink cupboard, in my bathroom sink cupboard, laundry room, bathroom, throughout the house. All the products that we consume from these big box retailers like Walmart and Target that we were herded into without any choice because of the bioweapon attack that destroyed millions of mom and pop businesses and small businesses around the country because they had an agenda. Well, here's how I saw it. All these companies are knowingly selling us poison and convincing us it's okay to consume these things, like Johnson & Johnson being sued twice for putting asbestos in baby powder. When you hear things like this, you finally at some point have to wake up. What the hell is going on? Well, in my research, investigation, and what we decided to do was create another ground of attack against this criminal corporate power that's not just destroying the country, but they're destroying the world and humanity. They have the research that they do, their own double-blind, placebo-controlled, their gold standard of testing and studies, peer-reviewed, third-party peer-reviewed papers on the chemicals and poisons that they use. And they convince us with billions or trillions of marketing and advertising that it's okay to consume all these products and we'll be fine. Well, when you come from my seat in the wellness industry for 25 years, and I've been around the industry since I was about 20, and I'm 57. I've seen the big picture from 80,000 feet. These people are killers. They know what they're selling us when they can take the same research from natural plants and produce products. Of course, they can't patent it and charge, you know, billions for it, just like the big pharma industry. They could do what our partner company does. Natural products, natural ingredients, harmless for people or the environment. So we decided to launch a new operation here at Patriot Street Fighter. Information warfare has been the playing field we've been on for 2.5 years now, and we're launching a new front of attack. It's economic warfare. We're going after these companies, and we're going to give them the tomahawk on their blood supply. We're cutting off their cash flow. And how do you do that? Go check out Operation Tomahawk at this website, tomahawkswitch.com. TomahawkSwitch.com. Go have a look. You'll see a video in there. If you like what you hear or see or read, you say, you know what? I can do that. I can get in this fight. I'm not the school board kind of person or the protests or the city councils or running for office locally or whatever, because we have to do this at the we the people level, the consent of the governed level. We have to do it at our level to take our country back. How do we do it? We shut off their blood supply. We stop giving these killers our money that they're using to kill us. So how do we do it? Shift to a Patriot company producing natural products. We launched this 5 months ago, and the $2 billion a year company, the founder reached out and wanted to know what we were doing, how we were doing it, how is it possible to explode something this fast in such a short amount of time to the level we have. And I explained why. These are battlefield soldiers, we the people, getting on the battlefield to fight this global criminal power that's taken over our country and our planet. And the people are rising and they're fighting back. This is a way that every American can get into this fight. And you owe it to yourself and you owe it to your country to take a look at Operation Tomahawk, because what it is doing, even with my level of optimism, has blown me away, and we're just getting started. So go check out tomahawkswitch.com. Have a deep look. Chat with somebody who will, you'll get a text from an automated system, by the way. It'll be a text from an automated system representing me, because we couldn't bring thousands and thousands of people to this battlefield with me and one person. So it'll give you an opportunity to connect with somebody, make a calendar appointment. Somebody can call you and say, "Here, here's what it is. You want to make the switch? Do you want to stop buying all this poison from these killers and at same cost competitive or cheaper than Walmart or Target and natural products that are better?" They'll help you do it. So again, check it out, tomahawkswitch.com. You owe it to you and you owe it to your family and you owe it to the country to take a look and find a way that you can get on this battlefield, on any battlefield, along with the consent of the governed, to take back our country from these killers and the politicians that they own. Come and check out Operation Tomahawk. Thanks for taking the time. Patriot Street Fighter out.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.